The return of the Sage Oil Hormonal Saga and the link to June 2018 Top Holistic and Integrative Health Reads. Due to the new product releases from the 2018 Young Living Essential Oils International Convention, I took a little hiatus from my ongoing series on essential oils and hormonal health. My desire was to share with you my knowledge and discoveries on these new wellness support tools ASAP. This is because many of you had purchased them, had questions about them, and or were seeking knowledge on how to incorporate them into your lifestyle effectively and safely. In typical Dr. Sarah fashion, I went into a detailed series on the most recent addition to my single essential oils line, Kunzia. If you aren't aware of the potential of its special properties, I encourage you to consider reading more about it. The discussion on hormonal harmony was further interrupted by my latest articles discussing the seasonally appropriate concept of phototoxicity. I felt this was another imperative and timely subject, especially for my sun-loving New England friends. I didn't want anyone to be unaware of the unwelcome skin effects that can result from slathering on certain essential oils with constituents that are activated by summer sunshine. Last week, I completed this topic by presenting my research on the tiny potential to have sun-sensitive skin reactions from drinking citrus oils. The bottom line was this was a very low concern on my safety scale when essential oils were used properly. You can get all the details on this link here. Now it's time to catch up on understanding the connection between essential oils and hormones. This is not as straightforward as many blogs and news media posts tend to make one believe. Many times, headlines are skewed and studies are sensationalized with conclusions based on flawed assumptions. For this reason, I've decided to acquit each essential oil that has been wrongly accused of causing reproductive harm on an individual basis. So far, the following suspects have been cleared of the claims of estrogenicity. 1. Miss Clary Sage Oil. She was a classic case of guilt by association due to one lone constituent, sclerol, found among her many balancing companions. Fennel oil. This oil was first dismissed from the anethiol accusations of danger. This was followed by my providing evidence that there was no estrogen connection. Finally, I took on the case of sage oil versus camphor and thujine. These two residents found within hundreds of a single oily drop of sage were claimed to be harmful. This was based on dosage and concentrations unlikely to be found in comparable amounts of our mindful sage. In my latest release of NatPath, I released a summary of these controversies of hormonal effects on essential oils. It is the first part of the conclusion of the sage oil verdict. The summary states, as you can see, claiming that essential oils are estrogenic or disruptive to any receptor, hormonal or otherwise, based on one or two compounds is not scientific or rational. The complexity of plants and the innate healing potential of essential oils are not equal to the sum of its separate parts. Essential oils have holistic effects. They are not a random arrangement of single compounds that manipulate receptor sites. Next, I will review the differences between extracts, herbs, and essential oils and assessing sage oils actions in vitro, in vivo, and human trials. Note, if you are new to essential oils, please review my safety resources guide. You can read the whole post on the link I provided. The conclusion will be released in the upcoming weeks. In this week's post on healing, health, and wellness, I begin our journey with Miss Geranium oil. You can get the overview in the link I provided. If you want some quick tips on essential oils, join my Facebook for my daily posts and pics on how I incorporate Young Living essential oils and oils-infused products into my life and my clients. Here is an example of what you are missing if you haven't joined all of us on my Break Free Medicine Friends page on Facebook. Sclerescence and Frankincense Vitality Oils. Got the summertime too hot brain foggy blues? Phew, I do. Here's one of my favorite hacks on days when I feel like I need a little mental lift. If it has to do with hormonal shifts, besides my dragon time, I like to take a drop of sclerescence in a veggie cap filled with coconut water. If it's just general blah and lower mood umph, I use my frankincense vitality. Bam, geeky doc brain back on track, along with my taking Bacoba too, woohoo. More information and links can be found on the science below. Thanks for listening. Any comments are welcome.